is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea is at it again, acknowledging Tuesday that it did conduct a test firing of tactical guided missiles in its fourth round of missile launches this month. The announcement came a day after South Korea's military detected the North launching two ballistic missiles into the sea. North Korea has warned of stronger action after the Biden administration last week imposed fresh sanctions over its continued weapons test. Some experts say North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is reviving Pyongyang's old playbook and brinksmanship to extract concessions from Washington and neighbors as his severely sanctioned economy continues to decay under pandemic-related difficulties. Russian soldiers took part in tactical exercises in a region near the Ukrainian border Monday. They conducted exercises on engineering, exploration, fortification, and mining. Russia has perturbed the West by building up troops near Ukraine and demanded that Washington pledge not to let Ukraine join NATO or expand the military alliance eastward, a stipulation that the United States refuses to accept. Washington has urged Moscow to reverse its buildup of an estimated 100,000 troops near the border with Ukraine. Thick ash on an airport runway was delaying in deliveries to the Pacific island nation of Tonga, where significant damage was being reported days after huge undersea volcanic eruption and tsunami. New Zealand's military is sending much-needed drinking water and other supplies, but said the ash on the runway will delay the flight at least a day. A towering ash cloud since Saturday's eruption has prevented earlier flights. New Zealand is also sending two Navy ships to Tonga that will leave Tuesday. This is VOA News. A drone attack claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeting a key oil facility in Abu Dhabi killed three people on Monday and sparked a fire at Abu Dhabi's international airport. The Emirati police identified the dead as two Indian nationals and one Pakistani. Six people were also wounded at an industrial area where Abu Dhabi's state-owned energy company runs a pipeline network and an oil tanker storage facility. Senior Emirati diplomats blamed the Houthis for the attack, saying on Twitter that Emirati authorities are handling the rebel group's vicious attack on some civilian facilities in the United Arab Emirates capital for transparency and responsibility. As he fights for his career, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has one constant refrain: wait for Sue Gray. Gray is a senior but previously obscure civil servant who may hold Johnson's political future in her hands. She has a job of investigating allegations that the Prime Minister and his staff attended lockdown-flouting parties on government property. Gray is due to report by the end of the month on claims government staff held late-night soirees, bring-your-own-booze parties, and wine-time Fridays while Britain was under coronavirus restrictions in both 2020 and 2021. The allegations have spawned public anger and a mockery and prompted some in the governing Conservative Party to call for Johnson's resignation. An Israeli hospital says preliminary research indicates a fourth dose of the coronavirus vaccine provides only limited defense against the Omicron variant that's raging around the world. The Sheba Hospital says the additional dose has boosted people's levels of antibodies, but not prevented them from being infected with the latest variant. A doctor who's the director of the hospital's infectious disease unit said on Monday that the vaccines offer less protection versus Omicron. Israel is battling a wave of Omicron that has sent infection records or to record levels. The government says it's shortening quarantine requirements from 7 to 5 days in order to help keep the economy running. Chinese President Xi Jinping said Monday that his country will send an additional 1 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccine to other countries, calling for global cooperation to tackle the pandemic and other challenges while urging other powers to discard a Cold War mentality, a veiled swipe at the United States. Xi touted China's efforts to share vaccines, fight climate change, and promote development in the opening speech of a virtual gathering hosted by the World Economic Forum. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.